Spoilers ahead, fuck nuts.
Monarch was there in San Francisco. When the whole city was coming down, these guys were taking pictures like they'd been waiting for it.
You think that your father was working for them?
This stuff wasn't as safe.
Who are they? What's Monarch?
There's a new world coming.
This is the world we live in. Monsters are an inescapable reality. And it's just
those files belong to us, and they are more important than you could possibly imagine.
There's a new world coming.
This is gonna give me nightmares.
Now you can choke down that Monarch lie.
About your father disappearing.
Dad! Or we can find out what really happened.
Before it's too late.
This show sucks.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
This world, it's not ours. Believe me.
It is so much more vast than we could possibly imagine.
These monsters and Monarch have taken everything from me. No more.
The world is on fire. If we want to save millions of lives, we can use some help.
Good evening, Pose.
Hello.
It's good to have you back, Silas.
It's a pleasure, Leon.
How are you doing tonight, my friend? We just watched a Snyder Cut of Godzilla fucking Monarch.
Fucking Snyder Cut. God, it felt like it.
We were 7 episodes behind, right?
Something like that. I think we left off on episode 4?
I think we watched 7 the night.
Yeah.
Which is fucking insane.
Yeah, we know how we just after. Did that.
I feel like the fucking Joker. I feel like I was just going insane by the end of that.
Before we get into that shit show, let's do a little synopsis real quick for everyone.
Yes. So we actually had a hard time with this one when it came to trying to come up with synopsis. And we won't try to get into that too much now, but you guys will find out why we thought that way later. But basically, what I came up with is we follow Kurt Russell's character, whose name is Lee Shaw. He's like a military officer.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, we couldn't even remember like what branch of the military he was in, because like it didn't seem like they mentioned
Marines
it much.
Army, I think. It's
yeah,
one of those
I think
two.
It was Army, but you follow him in two different time periods in like the late 1950s, early 60s, and then in 2015, right?
Into 2015?
Yeah, which is after the events of the 2014 Godzilla movie that started this whole monsterverse that this takes a part in, which also includes the new Godzilla versus Kong that came out recently and Kong Skull Island. And
well, that's later on, but yeah.
No, but it just includes, the monsterverse includes movies.
The new King Kongs,
the one
new
that's
Godzillas
about to come out.
Everything
Godzilla
in between.
X Kong, New Empire, whatever it's called. Mm. But we follow him in those two different time periods, and his son, Wyatt Russell, plays him. Kurt Russell's actual son in real life plays him in the 50s and 60s. And then Kurt Russell plays an older version of himself in the present day scenes.
Yeah.
And honestly,
very good idea. That was a very cool idea.
Yeah, I think Kurt Russell is probably like one of the best parts about this show.
we did kept saying he was. We only gave a shit really.
Well, I think that's one of the things I can kind of appreciate a little bit about it after watching it is there was kind of that point there where we didn't know like if he was good or bad, and I kind of liked that like ultimately he ended up being good here because like. I think they painted it in a sort of way where you weren't exactly sure if what he was doing was possibly going to be villainous or something, and then you end up realizing, like, in the end, like, he's doing all of this for, like, a reason, like, that is very emotional and makes sense for, like, his character and his past and stuff.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other characters here I thought were not very good.
Oh! We were going on rants about some of these characters. Holy hell.
This was hell sitting through this, honestly.
This
was worse than Expendables 4. Like, I think so far we've been pretty tame, but I think we got to let the leash off a little bit, honestly, because fuck this show. I need to say that right now.
Yeah. And this is...
I'm trying to be formal about it and everything, but this was a fucking heaping pile of dog shit.
As a guy who loves his Godzilla and is fucking big fan of all of them. It was hard to sit through all this.
Oh my god.
Personally, it's
like I think this MonsterVerse
were just so annoying.
The MonsterVerse has just gotten worse as it's gone along, basically.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that, unfortunately.
Yeah. Like you said, at least like the King Kong, King of Monsters or whatever, like or Godzilla King of the Monsters, that had good action scenes. But that movie was fucking terrible besides that. Wasted Tywin Lannister and shit.
They did waste Tywin Lannister's wasted 11, so much.
Wasted 11 and they brought her back for the Godzilla versus Kong and like I don't even remember what they did with her in that. It was just so stupid.
It was baked. It was absolutely a bit like what the fuck they did.
But the other characters you follow here are actually like part of Kurt Russell's character Lee's story, because in the 1950s and 60s story, you see him working with Bill Randa, who's actually a character we've seen in some of these things before, like Kong Skull Island, played by John Goodman.
Yeah.
We didn't even know until like the like last couple episodes, basically.
Yeah, we kind of just pieced them together.
And the show didn't tell us. We saw it from IMDb trying to prep for this episode.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
The show did such a shitty job of like explaining that to you.
God.
But you follow him, who's played by Anders Holm, and Dr. Kiko Mura. It's played by Mari Yamamoto. And it's the three of them kind of forming Monarch, basically.
Yeah. And we'll say these were like probably the better parts of the series were just those three. Even though they weren't the best.
They weren't the best. But there was like stronger elements in those parts.
Yeah,
and the acting and the liking the characters a little bit more. And
even though they're trying to like push some weird shit in there.
The
too,
love triangle,
the
fucking
love
bullshit
triangle, yeah.
Thing. Yeah, I know.
The whole family has it's a family of fuck ups.
That was one of the weirdest parts about this show to me is like they like why was it that there was like three like different characters in here that like just cheated on like
their, it's a family like, cheating fucking fiesta fuck. With this shit.
They just were casual about it and then like actually like we said tried to kind of make it a good thing. Or, like, pass it off
they,
as, like, a
they
good
they tried
thing.
To normalize it. Yeah. They were like, oh, they just cheated, but whatever. Fuck
Dad's
him.
Dad's sorry about it now, but you have a little brother. It's okay. Like,
was he even sorry? I don't even really
don't
remember
know.
Him being that
he seemed,
sorry. He was like...
He seemed like he was just more of, like, yeah.
I'm just going to go back to my work. This is awkward. I don't want to live here no more.
I think both of us can agree we didn't really like any of the characters here besides...
Kurt Russell. And who
is I kind of liked, but, like, wasn't, like, a great character, I wouldn't say.
Not really.
Same thing
like,
with the other chick, Kiko.
What was the other guy from Monarch that we like? We thought was at least
The nerd.
Yeah, the nerdy guy.
Tim.
Yeah, he felt Joe. Like someone who should be in Monarch. Yeah. I should say he's like he felt like you should he it should have followed him.
Well, it kind of felt like that like X-Files sort of like thing or. Like a character like that would be in something like that.
Yeah, he's like the only one in Monarch who gives a shit what they're supposed to do of keeping track of monsters.
Like he's a little nerdy,
like
but you know he's capable. And that was the weird thing about this show too. For one, the pacing is fucking terrible in the show because it's 10 episodes. Oh, it's basically a big nothing burger because they have like no monster scenes in here. If you're coming in looking for that stuff. I saw some reviewers and people saying that like they thought they incorporated that pretty well in here.
No, they did not.
And they did not at all. Like no. I would say like every other episode they have a monster thing and it's basically you probably saw most of that in the trailer already.
They have the weird dragon thing that was in the Philippines in the early ones. They had the mole creature thing that
sucked fire up.
Yep. Let's see. They had that.
Some of those designs just weren't, like, very, like, cool to me or anything. Really.
Yeah, no.
Or, I don't know. Like, they're just, like, kind of so generic or, like.
Yeah, you had two dragon-looking things. Like, the one in the Philippines and then the other one that was at the end where you saw, like, got the one actual fight between two monsters, which was Godzilla and that other dragon thing that in just got his absolute. The fucking Godzilla just fucking destroyed his asshole.
That was like the one. That was like the one great scene in this, and we had to wait until the very end to fucking get it.
It was at the. Oh, hold on.
Oh, we're finally gonna have Godzilla come in and actually do an action scene.
Yep.
Well, it's the finale, guys. Come on, you knew this was coming.
I like how
he basically just comes out of nowhere, too.
Dude, it was at the very end.
It was like an Avengers Endgame thing. He just came out of the portal thing. It was like, yo, what up, bitch.
I it was just funny too because I think at this point we were already so fucking fed up.
We're just
it.
Like whatever.
And at the fucking, we just kept making fun of it even at the end.
We were just laughing at that point.
we're like, oh, finally,
it was so stupid scene. And forced in there. But honestly, the rest of what was happening was just so kind of meh.
Don't forget King Kong at the last 2 seconds at the end. Fucking just hinting like, oh, King Kong will be in next season, but he just shows up at like
I feel like this could be a 3-hour episode, honestly.
Oh my god,
there's so much we could rant about here.
All right, let's start with the big one that we were having since travel? Episode yes. The flashbacks, the fucking going back and forth in time between characters.
I know that was the biggest thing.
Oh, that too.
Second biggest thing would literally be the time travel.
But that we'll get to that. No, we'll get into that part.
But first, the editing here was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. People were praising this stuff too, which when we looked it up, we were like, how?
It has like a. So that's another thing I forgot to do, but let's just perfectly segue into that now.
Let's
the critic consensus. Basically, I decided everyone usually checks one thing like Rotten Tomatoes or Metacritic, IMDb, something like that. So I tried to average as many of those as I could together. And basically, the average score for this comes out to around like a 7.3. And that's like with user scores and critic scores.
That's
like,
too high. Together. That's 100% too high.
We both thought that was way too high.
Oh, my God.
The show has a lot of just nothing, and the way it's edited, it thinks it's Pulp Fiction or something where they're like, we're going to jump from this time period. Like, you know, everyone knew of the concept of the show that part of it is in the 50s and part of it is in the future, and like we would have been okay with that, but they jump from like one episode to like episode two where you're going back in time again. And then, like, the pacing is just all over the place that you just get so confused with how it's edited.
It just gets annoying, too. They will go back in time, let's say, like, it'll be the 2015 plot for a little while.
Even if you don't get confused, you definitely get annoyed, I think.
And then they switch to the...
I got confused,
They'll go back into the 1950s or the 60s, whenever. But then they'll only stay on that for 2 minutes, switch back to the present for, like, 3 or 4 minutes, then switched back to the past again for another 2 minutes, and then it's like, what? And it'll that what they're switching back to will basically be a continuation of that other 2 minutes earlier. You're like, why didn't they just keep it together? Why didn't they just keep it together? Like, and then extend that flashback in the same, like, just together. Keep it.
It got really ridiculous. I mean, that was already ridiculous, like you said, but then it got really ridiculous in the end when they were literally re-showing scenes they'd already shown from another character's perspective, and they add, like, a second onto it, like, that, like, literally we didn't need to see. Just to pad on to these episode lengths that are already, like, 40-plus minutes.
We gotta really solidify it, is basically they're like,
we're
being so deep, we gotta get add this character, look at, it just aggravated me the whole
I think, like, each episode
time.
Here, they could have cut off, like, 10 minutes at least.
Honestly, they should have, like, we were talking a little bit about this, they should have focused, like, maybe on one episode would have been majority focused on the past.
Yep.
Then, like, another episode, they could go back to the present, continue a bit of that past again, like, and keep it, like, longer lengths of together rather than being, like, a ADHD mess.
Or even if they wanted to, I could have, honestly, the time travel stuff I thought was really stupid, but maybe they could have even done that in a better way here, kind of like a show like Westworld or something, like how their first season, remember how they had the, like, character that was the man in black and you saw him like when he was young.
Yeah, you're talking
those,
about the,
those scenes
the,
were happening
the skip,
at the same
time.
The time
skip
the
things, yeah.
Ones with the man in black. That was so clever, I thought.
Yeah, no, you can do it correctly.
No, exactly.
I don't think they did it correctly to me. It felt like someone who was going on a fucking ADHD rant but couldn't focus whatsoever. Why he was like, let's switch this. Now let's switch back. Right away. Right,
it's either
go,
that
go, go,
or
chop,
it felt
chop.
Like to us, like we were saying, like they were writing it as they went along and they were just like, well, what if we had it so she like actually had a kid or something now? Or she's cheating too or something.
They didn't even really talk about her grief about apparently losing her kids.
They never showed that kid. The main character, one of the main characters, Kate, supposedly lost, that they introduced towards the end of the series.
She doesn't even think about it. All her flashbacks aren't about her kid either. It's to the wife.
It comes across as like
it's her wife that she cheated on.
This is very soap opera-ish too. That's one of the other like top three things I would say is like horrible about this with time travel and the editing. The characters here, and that goes into the characters being terrible too. There's like a lot of soap opera just shit here.
I think each generation kept getting even worse with the cheating. Like, they had the grandma, or
Kiko, yeah.
Yeah, Kiko, who wasn't fully cheating, but it was still a little
like
weird where she's like...
with the idea of it, basically.
Yeah,
it
and
like.
She even kisses, like...
they kiss, yeah, they
yeah,
did
she
kiss.
Kissed
so
the,
she did cheat.
What's his name? Kurt Russell's kid's name? Or in the thing? Or it's Shaw, but Young Shaw, I should say. Young Shaw.
Oh, Wyatt Russell.
Yeah, Russell. Yeah. She kissed him, like, when she was like, sorry, you know what? She almost went into the elevator to go fuck in their room, I'm pretty sure. Until the message boy came in saying, just coming like, message from Bill for Mr. Shaw. You're like, oh.
The only thing I'm unsure about with that character is I think that might have been one of the only ones where maybe she wasn't like dating
Bill at the time or something.
No,
like that?
Yeah, Bill ever or something even, maybe even. Like maybe
sure.
They just, yeah, we don't know. And they leave so much of that where like you think that's the case, but then you just don't know.
I think
like,
it was hinted, they were supposed to be. She even says so, or like, she's like, I'm with Billy, I'm sorry, type of thing.
But
I
they do a lot of weird stuff like that in this, too, because then they do that with Kate in the and her half-brother's ex-girlfriend, too, where, like, we thought, like, are they trying to set them up as, like, a couple? Because Kate's lesbian.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. We skipped the other generation. We skipped their dad, fucking, who was also a cheating asshole, who had two families, one in America and one in Japan, and he was just, like, bouncing between them.
We were so confused, folks.
It
took us a while to figure this out. Maybe we're just stupid. Like, please tell us if we are.
Are they trying to hint at that cheating is genetic? It felt like they were trying to say, oh yeah, cheating is just genetic for these people because it keeps getting passed down. Like, keeps getting worse over the years. Like, and then Kate fucking just ends up cheating on her fucking girl, on her like wife girlfriend. Yeah. I don't even know if they were married. I think they might have just been girlfriends with each other, and she's still just cheating on her. You just get a one glimpse of her cheating while her other girlfriend's trying to call her.
And it's like we said, like, maybe, like, the kid she referenced, like, maybe, like, that was her girlfriend's kid or something. Like, maybe. Not her. But we don't know. They don't go into these sort of things. Like,
what?
The things they choose to acknowledge or, like, indulge in that are just really stupid and, like, they don't even need to have in the show half the time. And then the things they choose not to explain is just ridiculous.
You know what would be stupid, I just realized? What if the kids that she was referencing aren't even her kids, but were the school kids that probably died in that school bus during the Jeep?
Maybe.
If that was the case, that's even stupider. Yeah. That's even a fucking... She's like, I swear to God.
That's Planet Stupider right there.
I swear to God that was what they meant. And we just... That would have even also been... Why?
But,
I thought they were trying to hint that she had a kid somehow. Granted, it makes sense why we only see the school kids and not the real kid, or, like, not the real kid to my knowledge. I don't know. She's a terrible person anyway. I don't give a shit. I'm not feeling bad for this chick. This bitch literally cheats all over. Oh my God.
Wait. Oh my God. I just remembered this too. There's so many things that this series pissed me off with.
What?
This was another one of the things that pissed me off the most.
That she never actually suffered the consequences of her actions?
Nope. So this entire series with the character of Kate and her half-brother, whose name is Kentaro, they're trying to look for their dad that, like, they've just discovered, like, they're, half-siblings because their dad cheated.
That was an awkward moment.
That's Hiroshi, right, their dad?
Yes, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, Hiroshi Randa.
Yeah.
So it's, like, about them trying... I just had a brain fart because this show is just so stupid. Where was I at?
You were talking about the half siblings meeting, yada yada. That
I fucking hate this show.
That's
I just got lost in the hatred.
Just lost in the fuck.
Like it's so stupid.
All right, so we were talking about Kate also being a cheater.
Yeah.
And then talking about were you going to talk about the relationship between
It's about them. Yep. So, thank you. It's basically about them trying to look for their father, who's a scientist and, like, is hunting Godzilla and, like, these monsters and stuff, like, appearances.
Totally.
And the entire series follows them as they're trying to search for him. And then they never find him. They never find him or catch up to him. And then at the very end, he just walks back through the door.
Up to him in Algeria that one time, but he was just waving him off like, get out of here.
I don't count that.
I don't count that.
Because you guys sucked so bad that you got that close and then still fucked up.
You're not wrong. But yeah, you like anyway, continue. Like when he comes back.
That pissed me off so much.
He comes back after all.
That's it. This is at the end of episode 9, folks. Like, 9 out of 10 episodes through this, in the closing moments of the penultimate episode, Dad just walks back through the door, and it's like, are you fucking serious? So you're telling me they could have just not searched for Dad at all because they didn't ever caught up to him anyway, and he just would have walked back through the door at the end?
I'm actually... Did they think he was dead this whole time? Like, until they found out this whole secret conspiracy shit he was in? Did they think he was dead before then? Or did they just... find out he had, like, a second family, and that was the meeting, and they just thought he just walked out on him or some shit.
I don't know. One of those things where, like, I said, mean, they chose not to acknowledge it, you know?
I don't remember them acknowledging, like, exactly the... I thought they were hinting that they thought their dad was dead, and then find out...
They did, at first.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And now he comes walking fucking back like he's alive again. Like, nothing fucking happened.
Yeah, like, what put them under the impression
Why didn't
that...
he at least say he was on a business trip?
The impression that he even got killed?
I don't know. He just disappeared, yeah. I guess. He didn't tell anyone that he was going, like, on a fucking monster hunting mission. This guy doesn't make sense. It fucking bugs me.
I don't even know what the dad was doing either. Like, what was he doing the whole time?
I'm not even sure. He was, like, just holding that thing that apparently attracts
monsters.
But
what was he doing?
But it was always Godzilla? I don't know.
Was he going to the points that, like...
I think he was tracking the... It's supposedly he's tracking where the monster portal things were, maybe?
That were opening up to the...
Yeah, but I don't know why he would need the thing if he's trying to lure monsters out or
I'm just gonna call it. I'm just gonna call it Middle Earth now, because fucking
the Inner Earth
or Inner Earth or something.
Yeah, Inner Earth. Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth. That's what they call it. Yeah. Dumb.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, the Hollow Earth pisses me off so much too. Like, we talked about this. Like, that's a more minor thing, because we did get even some of the cooler scenes in there.
It's
but,
just so lame looking.
But it's just
so lame. It looks like so a normal shitty forest that with some aurora borealis things and thing. Mm-hmm. And some
weird
lightning.
Well, it's so inconsistent with it.
Reason.
At points it looks like a normal forest, then at points they go full on like MCU with it, and it looks like, I don't know, like the ground is like has like electricity going through the roots and shit, and like basically like shoots lightning up into the sky that can kill you, and it's like, oh, this just happens in certain little areas down here. Like,
I was kind of chuckling.
Like, what?
When I showed
that would happen everywhere. Like, what the fuck?
I was kind of getting a chuckle. I don't know if it was bad, but Shaw's crew getting—he just shows a picture of that his crew, like one of his crewmates, when he shows was the thing, just getting fucking lightning right through him, her, like through his the through her thing. She was like,
"Oh, oh that's
like,
slow mo.
Ah.
That's slow mo. Zack Snyder moment." Oh, that was hilarious.
10 out of 10 moment.
I also love when he went crazy when he came back. He had like a Captain America moment, but like,
he didn't,
which is funny because that actor, Wyatt Russell, he played the like the evil Captain America basically in that Falcon and Winter Soldier show. Did you see that? He played, what's his face? John Walker in that. The guy that like ended up being the new Cap.
Yeah, that's right.
The one that ended up like beating that guy to death with a shield. I just feel like that's that when he did that, and that when he went crazy in that scene, Wyatt Russell or Lee Shaw, I was just like, oh, this is reminding me of
fucking
him in that.
But the thing is, he didn't even go crazy. He just told him what happened. He was like, oh, I was in the Inner Earth.
No, exactly. Like, he didn't go crazy, but, like, you know what I mean?
I don't know why they thought he went crazy. They kept putting him on meds like
he
was.
He was going crazy because they thought he was crazy, basically.
They're like, there's no way you time-skipped 20 years from just being under the earth.
You know what it was, bro? It was a Sarah Connor moment in Terminator 2 where she's right, but then, like, they're just treating her like she's insane.
Yeah, but the Sarah Connor at least makes sense because no one's, like, fucking, they're like, no way a fucking time-traveling robot fucking did this. Fuck you, bitch. No, this one is even stupid because they know these things exist. They saw him, like, they actually have records of him being shoved down under the earth because he was supposed to be, like, the first man to go on, the first people to go under the earth, supposedly. And then like, they know everything fucked up. It's not like it's a fucking hidden secret in the thing.
No,
and then
literally.
He comes back, and then he shows up 20 years. Like, the guy he meets is literally, like, his... The kid who knows him, the kid Rando's kid, the dad's who
oh,
when he
yeah.
was younger,
yo,
like literally knows it's him. He's like, wow, you look pretty. You look like you didn't age a day. You're like, yeah, because
yeah,
I technically really didn't.
Yeah, they keep doing that at first, and then you're kind of wondering. You're like,
yeah, but he still doesn't. He still chooses to put him on fucking psycho meds.
You know
shit.
What the stupid part about that is too? Like, I feel like everyone when they first did that, you're like, oh, please don't do some dumb time travel shit or something.
Time travel. Oh my god.
And that didn't make any sense either. So when Kurt Russell, when Wyatt Russell gets sent down there, gets permission to go down there to try and. Why did they get permission to go down there? Was it to try and save the Kiko?
Yeah. Or no, it was. Oh, you mean originally in the when they were first doing it?
Yeah, like the four people when they went down there.
Oh,
like,
no, that was, I think, essentially the equivalent of like the moon landing type thing for
that's
for
what
them.
I thought. But yeah.
Yeah, they were just like, we're going to be this is one. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Know what's stupid about that? It's almost like he forgot that like she got sucked down there during that like time too.
Well, I'm not even sure. Like, she did get swarmed by bugs. For all we know, she got eaten alive. So I would have thought she was dead too.
Yeah,
I don't even know how
stupid.
She. Wait, how did she survive?
I don't know.
Actually, I'm rethinking this right now.
It's another thing.
Because remember, doesn't going through the portal thing fuck you up? Like, it would fucking kill
like it,
you.
It seems like it, like, you're
and
just...
she had no protection unless she landed on all the bugs or
well,
some
dude,
shit.
That was what I was saying to you. Like, that's the stupid logic of this, too. It seems like whenever you look, they look down, like, the entrance to, like, those portals, and it's this gigantic pit. Yeah, it seems like whenever any of them fall down it and then they land in the other side, like they're just like, and like they're fine. And then they just like get up. It's like, what?
Dude, remember like, remember Godzilla versus King Kong? They had to make an entire new device to get into the fucking hollow earth because of the how it fucked the gravity works there and all that bullshit.
They were so lazy with it here. It's fucking ridiculous.
But you can apparently just go right in there by yourself and like survive somehow.
So yeah, we not a huge fan of this. Not a huge fan of these characters.
Also,
not likable. The actors, I think, do a decent job here. Like we said, especially Kurt and Wyatt Russell, Anders Holm and Marie Yamamoto. They did a good job too.
Don't forget the nerd.
The nerd is Joe Tippett, Tim,
Timmy.
I thought they did a good job, but. As for the main trio of young characters, Kate, May, and Kentaro, who are Kate's Anna Sawi, May is Kiersey Clemons, and Kentaro's Ren Watabi.
I'm going to go on, like, the three young
they're like unbearable.
I'm not even going to say they're kids. They're young adults. They're, like, in their 20s, but they act like fucking teenagers.
We couldn't tell. We're like, are they supposed to be 20s or 30s?
I'm pretty sure they're there in their 20s. At least Kate is.
They were so immature like, for that. They were acting like teenagers in this.
And then, like, maybe the brother... Or is the brother supposed to be the older brother for some reason? I'm not even sure. They act like kids, but they're fucking up. I think they're supposed to be young adults.
You feel immature sometimes, just watch this, and this will make you feel better. You'll be like, wow, at least I'm not a piece of shit like that.
Yeah, they
them,
act like spoiled, rotten kids, all three of them in their own way, like annoying way. They act like the stereotypical millennial. And that was, no one likes that. And I'm going to tell you, no one likes a nice...
And then Kate,
fucking,
like, is, like,
spoiled
just hates her dad and criticizes her dad and then just did the exact same thing her dad cheated, you know?
At least the dad suffered for his consequences. She didn't get shit for being a cheating little bitch. I guess, you know, your wife or your girlfriend dying.
Yeah. Kentaro here is just one of the bitchiest characters I think we've gotten of...
Whiny
like,
little bitch.
In the last year, like, a show or movie.
Mm.
Like, he just, every episode was just complaining.
Yeah. Dude's like he, remember, he was complaining, blaming his dad, like, you said I could do anything.
Yeah.
Mom, like, you
but
said I
could. But he skipped his own art gallery thing.
Yeah, he didn't even put effort. I mean, like, you say, like, he put effort into his art, sure, but he didn't make any effort to try and sell it or anything else because he just instead
he wanted
skipped
to get
it,
laid that
just get
night.
Laid by this chick he just met. Took
who
out
is,
for a bar once and they had
who's
sex.
The character of May, who's also just...
Cora.
Is terrible.
her name's Cora, remember?
We end up finding out at some point her real name is Cora. And then you think that's going to be a whole plot of like, okay, like they're going to have to learn like... She lied about who she said she was, and she's.
They still call
they're
her.
They're gonna
May.
Have to call her Cora now.
Still,
and, then,
and, they
and then eventually they go, "Don't even worry."
Yeah, you
can
still keep
May.
Calling me May. What?
What?
I understand Kurt Russell's character saying May because he wasn't there for the big reveal.
Exactly.
Everyone else did, and then but they were like, "We'll just call her May."
And they still did, and at the end of the show, they're still calling her May. It's like I told you, I'm like, that's just going to be like her new name now. She's like, before I was
Your
Cora,
name is May.
Before I was Cora and I was such a piece of shit. Now I'm May because that's what my friends and my new family call me. Like,
oh,
shut up.
Also, we can talk about Cora's stupid way of fucking getting fired or like get fucking over the company that she was working for and being a whiny bitch about it.
Oh, or she just like she was like making a code for them.
She probably
wouldn't have been able to even make this code if she didn't work for this company, and then is pissed that like they're saying like it's theirs, like proprietary.
She
basically.
Got a little pissy about that, and then she fucking goes in and finds out they're doing animal research in a facility. Let's clarify this. This is a facility that's trying to do research for technology that would help. Fix like paraplegics, cripple people, like people
they try to
with
make it
severe,
out like they're almost, like,
horrible
they're
injuries.
Trying to make it out like they're like almost villains, like
yeah.
The characters do. But then everything they show you are almost like, are they even villains?
I want to know, like, she if this pitch knows, like the probably the makeup she has is also with animal research, and she gets all pissed off when she finds out it's animal research.
That goes into how they pad this out for so long, that, like, we talked about how the characters are just so idiotically written here that, like, they almost make them, like, not trust each other or just, like, think they're the villains.
I'm like,
everyone in the end almost ends up realizing, oh, we should all just team up, like, to blah, blah, blah. It's like, are you serious?
Dude, I mean, I just get annoyed at Cora being that she's like, I had to protect the animal. I'm like, I get not liking animal research, but sometimes in these, you kind of need it for something like this. What do you want them to do, human trials and accidentally kill people, like hundreds of people, rather than the, I don't know,
well,
a monkey or something?
You're dealing with animals, too. You're dealing with, like, King Kong and Godzilla and shit. Like, you think it would just make more sense in that situation, even too?
What the plot? I mean, like, she gets all mad that they're doing animal research on for fucking biotech technology, and she erases everything and fucks up over the research. Oh, so fuck you, people who are paraplegic, according to her. All the research that will be trying to improve that shit for you is erased. Fuck you,
because, like, as far as we know, they weren't doing anything sinister, because it's not like you see, like, ooh, they were actually being funded illegally, like, through all this crime or something.
It's just
none of that.
It's just animal research.
Yeah.
Or, like, they were using animal trials for their things, and that was it. And that's the only thing that was, like, got bugged, because they were doing animal trials fucking for this hyper-technology that is to help people.
Yeah, I really hated these characters, and that's
her priorities really suck.
Because I think a lot of the characters have been weak in this, like, MonsterVerse so far.
She
like,
was
there
also,
hasn't really been, like, a huge standout one.
I think she was also just really bitter about the code thing, like we were talking about, that they took her code, even though that was her job, that in the contract of, you make code for us, we pay you a lot of money, according to even her. Herself was like, you pay me a lot of money, what do you mean this is above my pay grade? I'm like,
it's like, why'd you pick a fight about it in the end?
Yeah. Isn't this your job, just to make code for this company?
Or if you, or at the very least, why? If you realize that, why not just quit and then just do it yourself? Or whatever?
Yeah, if you didn't want to keep making code, you could just quit at that point. I mean, she was under contract, so I don't know how that works. But
yeah, I hated that trio.
I don't know.
I hated that trio, and then they try to do like the Suicide Squad 2016 thing of like, oh, they're all a fit, like they forced them into like being like, oh, they're a really close group now or whatever.
Oh,
and it's
God,
like,
yeah.
No, they're not. It's like,
they've known each other for like a week.
All they've done is fight is pretty much this entire time, you know? Jesus. I just wanted Kurt Russell to tell them to shut the fuck up.
Oh my God, I did. I told you, that was the reason Kurt Russell let Kentaro fucking go out on his own. He was hoping for him to die in the snow.
That's why we like that nerd character, because he's like the closest we got to that in this show.
I liked how he cussed him out, like, after they were just being mean to him. They were calling him a dipshit, a prick, even though he was like,
he helped them out, he gave them money and
a plane ride
to get to, like,
all because he's like, yeah, you can't be here, I'm sorry. Like, you can't, this is like a fucking company that,
like,
deals with giant monsters.
You're free
don't
to
want
go
some people
and we
want to
even
this.
Help you, but and they're like, no, fuck you. You guys
fuck you,
evil.
Asshole, prick. Even though we saved you from the fucking freezing to death in a giant mole monster. Fuck you, but a guy, I guess. Fuck.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense.
My
God. These kids were, I'm telling, they're like so entitled and like fucking obnoxious about it.
I hope we never see these characters again, besides maybe Kurt Russell.
Well, he's in the he's in the fucking inner earth, the hollow earth shit. So they're not going to bring him back because they probably can't afford him for season two. Yeah. Maybe in season three if they think they do good. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a very end cameo. I don't know.
Do you think this could lead into like the next movie, or do you think that they were just having that ending with, because spoiler here, folks, even though we've gone into like 50 already. King Kong shows up in the last seconds of this episode.
I think we already said that. I said that earlier.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Whoopsie.
But
I literally, when I was naming the monsters, I'm like, oh yeah, King Kong's in it for fucking 2 seconds at the end.
I think it's them just trying to set up the next season, and I could be wrong, but and maybe I just was so done with the show at that point, could tell it was like just about to end, that I just like turned off my like eyes. Mm. But I didn't see that like Robo fist on King Kong like he supposedly has in that new movie from what we saw in the trailer.
Well, remember, this takes place before like Godzilla versus King Kong, and
so maybe it could still, do you think it would,
this like, is like, if this is,
you think these characters could show up in that movie that's coming out in a few months, or do you think it's just setting up season
I hope
two?
Not.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm
like, I mean, like,
I really hope not.
Remember, this series I believe takes place after the first Godzilla movie, but before the Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, from my knowledge.
Let's look it up. Let's see if they're going to be in Godzilla versus Godzilla X Kong.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't really look like it.
Yeah, I didn't think they would be, to be honest. I think it's just a TV series. God, thank God.
Well, I
nope.
really do not want to watch that if that becomes a thing.
Nothing of Lost today.
Oh, Apple TV, you have jack shit, and why did you give us this? Especially when Godzilla Minus One was so fucking good.
I know.
Oh, I think I have to go. I think I have to go see that like black and white one in the next few days, just to wash this out of my mouth.
Just to get the bad a bad monster film, you gotta replace it with a good one. I got you. But dude, they could have done. They had so much potential. They could have done with this instead.
Yeah, we talked about like how it could have been like an X-Files, but like
or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but with fucking monsters in the Monarch.
Well, I wasn't a fan of that show. But
I know, but I mean, you know, the concept. I should
yeah,
say.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying be that. I'm saying the concept or Men in Black with fucking
Men
giant
Black,
monsters. I don't give a shit.
Should have been Men in Black, X-Files, and like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like. But with Godzilla and like monsters and King Kong,
they had so much good potential. That would have been sick. Like actually, just Monarch, the things they do, the things you follow. You're seeing them trap the monsters. Them just like fucking finding things out about the fucking Hollow Earth.
And I
that
think that
shit would have been fun.
I think that character you could have.
They could have kept the flashbacks too.
They could have done that. Kept the flashbacks and Kurt Russell in this, and the character of Tim, and then they could have cut that whole bullshit fucking storyline.
Yeah.
Because, like, we talked about it. It had no point in being here anyway. They were searching for Dad the whole time. And Dad fucking, they never even get, they fail in their journey.
I'm still not even concerned why, I'm not even sure why Kurt Russell was apparently in the wrong for trying to clog up the portal holes that, you know, connect giant monster world to fucking human worlds that can kill humans. He's not even killing the monsters. He's just,
I think they were trying to, like, throw people off. Like, ooh, is he villainous? Like, what's he doing?
Yeah, but
exactly?
Monarch treats him like a fucking bad guy for whatever reason. They're like, he shouldn't be doing this. I'm like, what the why? Why not seal up as many of the holes you can and, like, maybe save one or two for studies and then, but super seal them off so monsters can't get out? I don't know. Granted, it's not like they can probably get all the holes. If there's some fucking holes to the to the Hollow Earth that are fucking connected in the ocean, probably.
Fucking, like, Lazarus Pit fucking hole bullshit things.
They can't. There's probably plenty
of
them.
It's just so stupid when they brought this element into these.
It's dumb. It's very inconsistent and annoys me. I think Kurt Russell was trying to do the good thing. I think he had a point. He had the biggest point, probably.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even trying to kill, like, Godzilla or anything. He was like, Godzilla's going to save us. But I'm going to seal up these holes so other fuckers can't fucking kill us. Oh, you know, that makes sense. Like, what happened? Like, that chick, remember Tim's, like, partner?
The one that ends up going with.
The one that saves Tim, like, during the explosion fucking scene.
That ends up teaming up with Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Like, she just disappears. She just, like, saved Tim and ditched.
You know,
even though, like, I can't. Funny enough, I was kind of. She was like, I want to know what the fuck happened. Because she was like, never again will I allow another emergence type of thing happen. So she teamed up with Kurt Russell to help prevent.
They just dropped
like,
her, kind of, too.
I'm like, you make it like. She works for Monarch.
You saw her there.
She was like,
you saw her there with him for a bit, and then she just kind of just dropped out, like, in this. Second to last or last episode.
I was really like the plot too, or the idea. She was like, she's fed up with Monarch, basically sitting with the thumbs up their asses. They're not doing shit. And then she was like, just sick of it. It's like, you know what? I'm going to do something to help keep fucking humanity from getting destroyed by giant monsters.
Yeah.
Like, Monarch is probably supposed to. Fuck
literally.
Up.
Literally.
Like, the only other thing they would be there for is to study the monsters, but you know what? Eh.
Trying to find that character right now. Is that Duval?
Yeah, I think it's like something French, I believe, because she had like a French accent, I think, during it.
Yeah. I thought that character was okay, but it says she was in 8 episodes, and I can only even remember her in like a few. So
she was always in like peaking. She was like small.
She started to be
she
more.
She barely talked.
She started
like,
to be more interesting with what they did with her towards the end, but.
Yeah, and then they just ditch her.
Yeah,
they ditch
her
when she starts getting more interesting.
End. Yeah. They don't really give much for the moms here to do either.
The moms are just fucking there.
Right.
I like how they were like saying the mom's like just forgave the dad for the most part. Like they were like, oh yeah, he's kicked out of the house, but you know what? I'm not mad. I'm the like fucking Kate was more angry than the moms.
Dude, the mom, one of the moms yelled at the fucking half brother more than the dad.
That's right.
She dropped a bowl and he tried to help her pick him up and she was like, no! 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 He was like, Jesus, okay, fuck, it was my dad, not me, bitch. Like, oh, that was funny.
No!
I was like, Jesus, like, not his fault.
You know, but.
I mean, I guess it would be kind of awkward, but at the same time, like, he was trying to do a nice gesture, and, like, yeah, I don't know. The writing here is not good, folks.
For some reason, Kate was also really just weirdly did not like her new stepdad. It's just,
oh, yeah, Kate had a
guessing boyfriend.
Young stepdad.
Possible stepdad in the future.
Or not stepdad.
James,
but,
his name.
Mom's new boyfriend or something.
Yeah, James. He actually seemed like a nice fella,
too. Like
that's
a nice
the
dude.
Fucking
he's
funny
a lot
thing.
Younger, cause, and her mom seems pretty old, so it was just kind of like...
He's like
must,
in his...
She must just feel weird about it or
maybe.
Something.
I don't. Maybe
I got the
he
impression
is older.
He was
just
like,
looks really young for all I know.
I got the impression he was like slightly older than her, basically.
Like,
and then like,
I think he was maybe in his 50s. I would say James was maybe in his 50s. The mom's maybe in her 60s or something. Wait, hold on.
I thought he was kind of younger looking.
Hold on. I think the mom should be actually younger because didn't like their cheating asshole dad. Like he didn't seem that old. In the show, maybe. Maybe that mom was just super gray. Maybe she was just graying really early. Maybe that was it.
Was that the one he cheated on first?
I don't even know. I'm not even sure if they really specified which one he cheated. I think
we don't even
he,
know how. We don't even. Well, it's like we said, they could have been two other wives too, or something.
I'm not sure.
He's like, oh, good. Or there's one other one. He's like, good thing I still have my third. Like,
he just has he has like a backup families all over the fucking world. I'm gonna stay with my Thailand family for a little bit.
Jesus, Hiroshi,
you're
fucked, man.
Dude, if you had fucking shitty kids like that, wouldn't you want more different ones? you know, I'm gonna have.
He
another
made
kid.
Them.
Maybe this one would be better.
He made them, Silas.
He made them
what they are.
I don't know. Technically, he was a workaholic. Maybe he was just never around. Maybe that was the problem.
He was out doing nothing.
Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair. Daddy.
Any positives with this, would you say?
Oh, my God. Well, let me think. The design for the mole creature was cool, I guess. The mole, even though it wasn't really in it.
This had a production budget that it didn't really use very well.
That's for sure.
It had that's what I'm curious of. How much was the production for this?
Yeah, that's a good thing to look up real quick, because I think they wasted it. Fucking sure. Certainly didn't. It was all on Kurt Russell. That's where all the fucking funding went to. It was all for Kurt Russell. Oh, what was it?
Legacy of Monsters. I typed in how much does Monarch cost to make?
Real life Monarch in real life. Shit, we found out there's a real Monarch. Can you imagine? Dude, if that was the case, where can I sign up? Fuck.
Cause we,
I don't give a shit. I'll almost die. It's monsters.
Because Godzilla Minus One, wasn't that like a $15 million budget? And that was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was like $15 million. And that was.
And I'd say
epic.
The only good CGI scene we got here was the fight with fucking Godzilla at the end. That was like maybe a little less than a minute.
Like,
but
yeah,
was pretty badass.
It's like minute, maybe. I don't even want to say 2 minutes.
No, dude, that was fucking, like, I don't even think a minute.
I'm not counting like the weird square off they had. They were just staring at each other for a little while.
Yeah.
Also, fucking Kurt Russell's character was a dumbass who decided to watch it, I think, because he could have gotten to the pod after he plugged it in. He's like, you plugged it in? Huh. I did it. I'm not going to get in the pod yet.
So fans are supposedly saying that CGI of Monarch is oftentimes better than the heavy budget movies. Would you say that?
They can kiss my ass. How's that? It was...
I mean, during that scene, like I said, it was good, but...
Yeah, but there's... It's kind of easy to say that when, like, all the...
But all
they
the
have
ones,
almost no scenes
like,
with them, to be honest.
Like, there was no scene like this
one in Godzilla versus Kong where they're like jumping at each other and it's a big crazy fight besides that minute long one at the very end of this season.
The only thing that really broke my immersion about the Kong versus Godzilla fight on the boat was the fact the boat was still standing with two fucking titans on there.
Don't you love when you find articles and then they just don't even give you the answer like you're looking for?
Yeah, I love it. Gotta love it. You just go down and fucking, oh, this looks promising. Fuck, no, no. No clear answer here.
Let's see. Monarch Legacy of Monsters budget. Because I am really curious.
Budget? Question mark? Just that be the answer? Probably not. That's just the answer. That. What do you mean,
yeah,
that, budget?
I don't know if they've revealed it. But I think, honestly, this should have been a movie. It would have wasted people's time less. Yeah,
I would not have minded a series if it didn't. If it did a good job.
The fans, our time, Kurt Russell's time.
I feel like we're going to get so much hate for even shitting on this just based on the fucking weird scores that for some reason people are praising the shit out of it for. I don't know why.
People are entitled to their own opinions. You know, if someone likes this, that's fine.
They got some
know?
Weird taste.
You got some, like, weird
like,
tastes.
Very unlikable character. What do, like, have unlikable characters. The fucking Monarch plots are stupid.
But but everyone can like what they like, and that's, you know, that's their thing.
Wrong.
Shut the fuck up.
You're not allowed to have an opinion. The true answer is our opinion. There it is.
If you get enjoyment out of it, then don't let anyone else influence your opinion, you know?
Just remember you're wrong. That's my opinion. How's that?
That's what Silas says. I'm a lot more.
I'll say a lot more
friendly on it, but Silas, that's what Silas has got to say. But yeah, so can't even find the budget on this. Sorry about that.
They can't know.
They don't have it out there, but I'm going to assume it's between 1 and 200 million.
I did get a chuckle how they lost 1,000 viewers after that one shitty episode that we were talking about.
Yeah.
That was a funny dip, seeing that in, like, what was it, IMDb?
Yeah, so the people rating this on IMDb, after episode 5, which is the lowest rated of the season and was a terrible episode.
Oh, it just took it. Like,
4 and 5 are terrible and are, like, two of the lowest rated episodes of the season. But after those two, it just takes a fucking dip.
It took a big dip. It lost half its viewers, basically.
Exactly. Like, it literally lost, like, almost close to half.
Mm.
Because I think those aren't good numbers, bud. They're just fed up. They're like, where the fuck is this going?
Yeah, no shit. Which one? Hold on. Scroll to episode 5 real quick. Let's see which one that was again. The Way Out. Oh yeah, that one.
That was the one where so Kate had already encountered monsters after her first experience with Godzilla in San Francisco, which is from the 2014 movie, I believe. But she had already had that encounter, and then she has other encounters with some monsters after that, even before this. But she goes back to San Francisco, and just seeing the rubble gives her PTSD, even though, like, dealing with other monsters, she was confident and fine.
Yeah.
It
very weirdly inconsistent at times.
The writing just was not inconsistent.
She didn't
here.
Even. Did she have PTSD even staring when she stared at Godzilla in, like, the Algerian desert?
No.
Because she it looked
fine.
Like she just stared at his eyes. Was like, ooh.
She's kind of like, whoa. Like, yeah, it was just more of like a whoa.
She's
like,
oh,
like a,
I'm gonna fuck that lizard. PTSD. What? Kurt Russell looks at her.
So
what?
You're so stupid.
You sense that connection, right? Yeah, I did. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that was
why
they throw that in there too.
Kurt Russell look out. What the
he
fuck?
He looked at you.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
That was hot, right?
What? Kate, what the fuck, Kate? Oh my god.
Okay, we need to find your dad. You got a lot of shit you gotta talk about.
Where's your dad? I don't want to put up with this. You know what? I think your dad was a piece of shit. He really fucked up raising you, too.
But I can't really think of any other positives here, honestly. I was saying to you that, to me, this is probably the worst thing besides Expendables 4 to come out in, like, the last year. Yeah. Or like maybe even a couple years.
Are you going to say it's worse than Rebel Moon?
Fuck, I forgot about that. Okay, those all three of those then.
They're all shit for their own different reasons.
Was this better than Rebel Moon? Rebel Moon was less time, though.
Yeah, I know. That's the
less
thing.
Of our fucking time.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I guess the fact that it was less time makes it slightly better than waste my time as long, but I don't like this a little less than Rebel Moon, actually. I think I don't like him for two different reasons, though. These ones had, like, unlikable characters. Rebel Moon just fucking weirdly just paced itself weirdly and then
and
did
just
weird
was
stuff.
Like a Bethesda game, but like of just like, oh, we're just gonna keep recruiting followers, but
yeah, no character, barely any character development for any of them. Fuck you.
This they just focused too much on characters that sucked.
They even wasted Anthony Hopkins in that with that fucking robot with only one scene. Or like, well, I'm sorry, part like two, three scenes total.
Part two might save it all though, right?
Maybe. We haven't even
or the Snyder Cut of part one.
When does the Snyder Cut for that come out? Or is it already out?
I don't know. They haven't announced the Snyder Cut release date yet.
No.
So I'm sure they're going to try to milk it as much as they can to try and...
How are the reviews for that looking these days?
Shit.
What I thought. All right. At least we're not alone in that one. At least
same
that...
Thing same thing with Expendables 4. Yeah. So, but weirdly, on those level to us, or the show is on those things level to us, but... People disagreed kind of with us, it seems, for the most part on this one.
I guess so. Even
to each their own, you know?
Wrong.
But you're wrong.
But you're wrong.
You know what? I just am going to join. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck this show.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Oh, I fucking hate this show.
Oh, my God.
Wasting my time.
Waste my fucking Wednesday.
And now I gotta go pay money to see Godzilla Minus One again, just to, even though I love
get the
it.
Bad
just
taste of it out of my mouth.
I gotta spend money when I'm broke just to wash this out of my mouth.
Not wrong, not wrong.
But yeah, I think that's about it, right?
Hold on, let's one little more scroll through the episodes real quick. Let's look and see what we got. Okay, we talked about that, Time travel is also very inconsistent. I'll bring that up real quick, too. Like, Shaw was down there for a week, and it turned out to be 20 years.
Yeah, that's what we thought was dumb about it, was they kind of did a Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom thing here, where in that movie, I think they just totally jumped the shark almost, where it's like, we have a girl in here that's... has part dinosaur DNA inside of
her. Oh, yeah,
we
just
shitting
on
just
that earlier, too.
But she just looks completely normal. It's like, why, though?
She can talk to dinosaurs.
What makes her special, though? But can't Chris Pratt talk to dinosaurs, too? Does he have...
Yeah, but she naturally can, I guess. And you're like, wait, how?
What's the difference, though? Like,
she
what?
Looks...
I don't know.
She just knows how.
Chris Pratt, yeah. He had to train them that way, but... Oh my God, dumb!
I don't know. That was stupid. Fuck you, fuck.
But hey. They did that basically, where they did just the ridiculous thing of they have this inner or hollow Earth that's like an inner. It's basically inside of our Earth. There's like a gigantic skull island. Like that's not even an island.
It's
just
like a super
like,
environment type thing. That's all fucky wucky because
Earth,
of the
basically.
Fucking magnetic field and bullshit. All this other weird bullshit.
That's why there's that weird stuff.
I always like those cool theories and stuff like that. I'm not hating on the idea of it, but they wasted it.
They wasted it because there's no cool creature designs. There's no cool environment.
But you got to meet Pumbaa.
Really.
What about Pumbaa? It's so fucking, we got to see a fucking weirdly edgy Pumbaa with all the spikes.
All they bring us
He's
in there.
Emo
all they
phase.
Bring us in there is just the reintroduction of like a character like
Timon.
From the 1950s storyline that just makes no sense. She's been in here for 50 days, but really, like, she's been in here for 55 years or, like, some shit like that.
Something
just
like
what?
And we tried doing the math, too, because we're basing it Shaw's, like, been in here a week, and it was 20 years for him.
They're
trying to fucking
figure
this out.
They contradict their own math, because when they introduce this, they do it with the character of Kurt
like
Russell's
they were
Shaw.
In for one day. It was, like, 2 years out there. So we're like, okay, I guess. And we're trying to do the math, and both came out weird. All of them came out like weirdly messed up. Yeah, not consistent math to my knowledge. Yeah. 1 day, 2 years there. fucking Shaw, 1 week, 20 fucking years. Eat my dick. What?
So somehow Shaw being there for 7 days, with each day with their later logic of each day being like 1 year in the real world, Shaw was there for 7 and somehow ends up being 20 for him, though. And that's the first character they introduced this time travel element with. And then they do it with other characters in the last episodes, and it makes no fucking sense because they contradict their own logic.
Kiriko was in there for 57 days, and it's
That's my thing, is like, I feel like it almost sounds like maybe we're shitting on like just things that maybe people will be like, dude, it's sci-fi, like you're thinking too much into it. And it's like, yeah, but sci-fi things are supposed to have their own logic.
Consistency, yeah.
Exactly. Logic, their own logic and consistency that they follow, and not something that they introduced and then they contradict with like the next episode, basically.
It was weird. It was odd.
But yeah, I honestly can't really think of too much else to really.
I still think the time thing is a lot of bullshit. It doesn't make sense to me one way or another.
Oh, trust me, dude. If I really wanted to, like I said, I could rant about this for 3 hours.
I know. Fucking A.
I feel like if we wanted to, though, we could just not even look at the clock. And I'd like, eventually, I'd be like, shit,
It's been 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours. Damn. Because we're hot off of watching this, folks. And yeah, we were pretty pissed. Like,
it was a fucking just hassle that
it kind of ends so half-assedly. Ends with them possibly killing Kurt Russell, which I just hate how they've been doing that more recently. Let's have an older actor in here. Let's kill him off. Yeah, exactly. Hamill and fucking Carrie Fisher and fucking Harrison Ford.
Fuck. You're not wrong. I mean,
They're old, so they're probably not. Next time we film another one of these movies, that actor's gonna be dead anyway. So just kill them off.
No, let's replace him with CGI, like Star Wars too. Fuck you. Carrie Fisher might have died, but she's still here in soul, in CGI form.
We're gonna get CGI Kurt Russell next season,
dude. I swear to
God. They're just gonna ask they're gonna like pay Marvel $20, be like, hey, can we use that model you guys used of young Kurt Russell in Guardians 2?
Yes.
Like, all right, fine.
Okay. God. Kurt Russell, there just is alive down there. They're just going to save him for later things when they start running out of ideas for this shit, or they need to fucking fangasm people. Like, oh my God, it's Kurt. He's back. Ah! Oh, yes. Kurt. All right.
But yeah, it's just, there's a lot of shit here that, honestly, I think for people that have seen it, they're either going to agree with us. For people that like it, they're not going to agree with us. But like we said, that's fine. I think with MonsterVerse, especially, we all know these aren't Academy Award winning movies. So maybe some just work better for people than other, you know, so... Because this is the highest rated out of any of the MonsterVerse things so far, basically, it seems like, for most people. And,
it might have been better if they just got more enjoyable characters. I just hated almost every person.
I just felt like they dragged this story out way too long, too, which made me, hate the characters and be more annoyed with them, too.
Yeah, I'm not even blaming the actors, to be honest with you. I'm blaming
the actors were fine
how
here.
They wrote this script in this. It makes them so insufferable, yeah. Pieces of shit.
It's like Anakin.
Spoiled,
it's
rotten
like Anakin
children.
Almost. Where you're just like, I just hate this character. They're just so annoying. They're just so insufferable.
They're going to make me pull in Anakin if they keep this up. I killed him! I killed them all! Not just the men, but the women and children too!
Hey, that'll be us if they get a second season of this.
I swear to God.
Fuck!
Maybe they'll fix it. Maybe. I don't know, but... Based on the fucking fact that everyone's sucking the dick of this series, I feel like they're just going to keep doing the same thing.
They're going to indulge in the worst tendencies even more. Yeah, the same sort of shit. Yeah, exactly. But we'll see. But thank you for joining us, Pose. Always a pleasure to have you, Silas. Good to have you back.
Good to be back, Leon. And
people will
please
be seeing...
let the next one be good. Next review be good, I swear.
People will be seeing some more things from us soon. Indeed. We got a Has Been Hotel review coming up.
Yes.
We got a Fargo season 5. The Has-Been Hotel will actually be a little bit later, so I probably shouldn't have brought that up first. But
spoiled it.
We got a Beekeeper review coming out, the new Jason Statham movie. We're actually a little late on that one. And same thing with a Fargo season 5 review, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to talk about both those things. I might have Halo come back and do the Fargo one with me.
And then and maybe a possibly other special guest.
Yeah,
for,
a new special guest that we'll introduce to you folks for Beekeeper, possibly. But, yeah, and then I think in early February, it's going to be a little bit slow like January, but we'll have a Has-Been Hotel review for you folks because that show is going to be already be wrapping up on February 2nd, even though it just came out.
You'll see me in that one. I will share my opinions and... since I've been keeping up with this, the whole Vizipop thing for years now, since
yep.
I first came
and
out
I've been
and
watching Hell of a Boss at least.
Yep,
and
Hell
I'm
of
all
a
caught
Boss.
Up on that.
And I've seen the old pilot for years. It was made 4 years ago. Fucking.
But you introduced
enough.
Me to this show, so yeah, we can talk about it from like both perspectives. But I'm looking forward to all those reviews.
But that's for another episode.
Yes. Thank you, folks. Stay tuned, Pose.
Oh.